Welcome to Thursday's Evening Jazz. I'm Robin Lloyd. In honor of Black History Month, we've been taking a look into the career highlights of African-American artists and their contributions to the world of jazz and blues. And tonight, Carol Hanley takes a look at saxophonist Lester Young, who was a key player in building the bridge from bebop to cool jazz.
Lester Young was a master of the tenor saxophone. He recorded in the 30s to the 50s, and his dear friend and collaborator Billie Holiday gave him the nickname Prez because, to her, he was the greatest tenor player. Young came into prominence while a member of Count Basie's orchestra, but before that, he found his musical voice. It was described as graceful, sophisticated, sweet and lyrical, relaxed and fluid. That sparseness of line set him apart from the hard-driving bebop style of the day. Artists including Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, and Stan Getz cited his influence. That influence was so great that sometimes saxophonists of the day were playing his lines note for note. In fact, Young felt himself so copied, he complained they're picking the bones while the body's still warm. Lester Young was well known for his clever phrases and his flair for language and fashion. He coined the term bread for money. When asking how much a gig paid, he'd say, "How does the bread smell?" He said he had big eyes for things he liked. He nicknamed Billie Holiday Lady Day, which was a play on her name, and is said to have popularized the term cool to mean something fashionable. He famously wore a pork pie hat, was especially fond of double-breasted pinstripe suits, and rather than holding his saxophone vertically, he held it high and to the right at a 45-degree angle. Even before Miles Davis became known for his aloof stage presence, Lester would not grin or smile. It was his statement about racism and stereotypes, saying, "They want everyone who's a Negro to be an Uncle Tom, an Uncle Remus, an Uncle Sam, and I can't make it." At 23, he rose to prominence in Count Basie's orchestra. The first of several rounds working with Basie, he recorded on 1 o'clock Jump, which became the theme song for the Basie Orchestra, and perhaps his most iconic composition, the self-titler Lester Leaps In. Young replaced Coleman Hawkins in Fletcher Henderson's orchestra for a stint. They made the small group recordings called the Kansas City Sessions that included Billie Holiday, who had become a lifelong friend and collaborator. And they cut some elegant music together. Displaying an unparalleled musical compatibility, jazz producer George Avakian, who befriended both of them, believed that their recording of A Sailboat in the Moonlight is one that expresses that closeness, musically and spiritually, more than any other.
A chance to drift for you to live, your tender lips to mine.
During World War II, Young was drafted into the Army, but unlike many white musicians who were placed in bands led by Glenn Miller and Artie Shaw, he was assigned regular Army. He was found with marijuana and alcohol among his possessions, court-martialed, and served 1 year in detention barracks. That experience inspired his composition, DB Blues. Mm-hmm. Lester Young joined Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic Troupe in 1946, and for the next 12 years he toured and recorded with them. In 57, he appeared with Billie Holiday, Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, Roy Eldridge, and Jerry Mulligan in a TV special called The Sound of Jazz, performing Billie Holiday's tune Fine and Mellow. Nat Hentoff was one of the show's producers, and he later commented, "Lester got up, he played the purest blues I've ever heard. And in the control room, we were all crying." Lester Young died in the early morning hours of March 15, 1959, just hours after arriving back in New York from a tour in Paris at the age of 49. Charles Mingus dedicated an elegy to Young, "Goodbye Pork Pie Hat." Wayne Shorter, then of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, composed a tribute called "Lester Left Town." And Don Byron recorded an album, "Ivy Divey," in gratitude for what he learned from studying from Lester Young. "Ivy Divey" was one of Lester Young's common eccentric phrases. Lester Young, like so many greats, spawned hundreds of imitators. But he was not just the essence of cool, he originated it.